Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
So, John, tell us about Phelps. Tell us what's going on with the Olympics.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I know that Phelps here recently was decorated as the most medal winner of all time. So I know he's really feeling that. This is the Olympic swimmer. And I just saw an interview where he was just so excited and so pumped up. But I really want to share about, and that's a great accomplishment. It hasn't been done in I don't know how many years.
What did he do? What's the accomplishment?
He won the most medals.
Yeah, most medals
of any Olympian ever.
How many did he win?
You know, I don't have.
We got a total of 81 now. There's 81. U.S. total is one. Now I believe he's won. We need to verify that. Go ahead, John.
Well, I don't know how many exactly he's won all time, but I know that he is the all time medal winner. But I wanted to share with you this morning about Allison Felix. She's a sprinter who just won the 200 meter final. She's got gold in the Olympics. She's an American, but most of all, what's cool is that she is a child and a believer of God. You know, in 2008 in Beijing, she actually lost this race. She didn't place, and she really wanted to come back and do something big in the Olympics in London this year. And so she did phenomenally well. And she won, but her testimony is that her parents, her father taught in a Bible college, and her parents grew up, she grew up in a strong Christian home, she says, and that they were very involved. And she loves the Lord and wants to do everything for his glory. In fact, one of her quotes is, "I feel so blessed that God has given me the talent of running, and my running is an amazing gift from God, and I want to use it to the best of my ability to glorify him." And so this is so cool. A lot of times, you know, the God story behind the story never comes out. You never kind of sometimes hear it in the media. We learned about that through R.A. Dickey, that he says all the New York Mets pitcher, you know, he said, "Oftentimes I glorify God in these interviews, but oftentimes they just edit that part out of my interview." And so it's so encouraging to see, you know, a believer who's
What they do is they want to hear about the fruit of having a relationship with God, but they don't want to hear about the relationship with God that brought the fruit about in their life.
Hello. Mm-hmm. Hello.
They don't understand you can't have the fruit without the relationship.
And they'll say, I wouldn't be here without him.
Yeah, no doubt.
You understand? This is non-existent without him.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You know?
You notice how many, you know, athletes are in some way making some sort of gesture acknowledging God mm-hmm. in what they're doing. It's just really neat to see that. You know, yeah. It's 22. He's won 22. Phelps has won 22. Michael Phelps.
Wow.
22 medals. He is the most decorated Olympian of all times.
Wow.
Of all times. Isn't that amazing?
That is something.
Yeah.
That's something.
Pretty cool.
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
You know, and he had a rough 4 years. You think that in the transition, they build you up to tear you down, by the way. If you like being built up, you better be prepared to be torn down. Mm. It's better just to stay humble and just, you know, whatever in regards to whatever God wants to allow. But they built him up as a young man, and they immediately expected him to be some walk on water or something. And after he won all those medals before in China, and he made it. He came through that battle. You know, his character got stronger. You know, he came back in. He could have just quit. Mm-hmm. He's making $7 million a year in endorsements. So it's not like...
Wow.
It's not like he, you know, was broke. And so, but he still came back and proved himself again to be the number one medal decorated Olympian in the history mm-hmm. of the Olympics. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, pretty cool.
Totally amazing. So I guess his endorsements will go up more than $7 million now.
Probably so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.